in very many ways. So God raises up these judges like Deborah, and they're great while they're around, and then the people fall away. So they go, we need a king. And then they, unfortunately, they get a bit of a mixed bag, because human beings are like that. A lot of them are pretty awful, and a few are okay. So actually what we really need, what we need in our nation, what I would suggest you need in your workplace, and in your home, and in your community, is the king in power, in bringing his life. He's the servant king who brings life itself. So three quick applications, and then I'll close in prayer. So one of the things that about following Jesus, being a disciple, is we often think that doing that is about filling our head with knowledge, that it's all about the head. And there's a really good way of thinking about discipleship that basically says it's about the heart, a relationship with God. It's about our heads. Yes, we need to know our Bibles because that tells us truth, who he actually is, not the stereotype we get pumped at us all the time. And our hands, we've got to go out and live it. We've got to get out and love people. So here are three applications. So one is the heart. And I think the biggest thing, actually, we're not going to do these groups this time, is to receive God's love. 5 minutes in the minute at the beginning of each day, I spend just going, here I am, wash out the rubbish in my life and fill me with your love. And may I love every single person I meet. It has the most incredible impact. I used to walk down the road in Teddington and I would judge people. I'd go, oh, those people look nice. That's a mother being kind. That guy looks a bit threatening. Judge, 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 judge. My love would run out. When I pray this prayer, I walk down exactly the same street and amazingly, I look with love. And so I would just encourage you, that could be a really good way to know God's love and then live it out. You might want to think about one of these key relationships that's particularly on your heart. Some of us will resonate particularly, I don't know, Hannah and the eco team and Pat might be particularly thinking, that's the one I really want to do. But it could be that you want to help people who are struggling with depression or whatever, or low self-esteem, or it could be you want to restore relationships, or it could be you go, you know what, the whole life for all of this actually comes through a relationship with God. I want to know God better and receive his love. So that's hands, putting it into practice. And then head, well, there's a fantastic opportunity with the Bible Project to learn about the Bible, understand what it's really saying, and find that it is life itself. So let's just close with prayer. Father God, we thank you that you call us into relationship, that what you say is good news is not just a whole series of rules. It's basically a relationship through Jesus. And we just ask that we might encounter your love, that we might taste and see that you are good and you love us. You lavish your love on us. And may we overflow with that love wherever we are. And may we be people who bring your kingdom, who help restore those four relationships, that your goodness may flow through us for the glory of your name. Amen. So 25 and a half minutes, wasn't it? My watch was 30. Oh! Whoops.